Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Not everybody working on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about our over-the-road truck drivers that are doing a bang-up job there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Show information, guest information, and other things over there, too. All righty. We are going to get it started, and here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, are you ready to rumble?
Sure.
Jenny Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. I thought I'd see if anybody was awake by playing that. But I'm amazed. I'm absolutely amazed. 24/7, Fox is all over Biden, all over the Democrats, and they've absolutely destroyed his narrative about the unvaccinated, which has fallen totally apart as the U.S. yesterday shattered the worldwide case record, and anger everywhere amongst where? The liberals, as well as the conservatives.
He's still saying that the issue is the unvaccinated, and that's just false. We are now in a situation here where the White House is barely admitting what they call breakthrough cases.
Yeah.
And if any of this was true, then why would you need a booster? And even if you had a booster, you're still getting, tested positive, as we saw with at least two senators, Elizabeth Warren and I think it was Cory Booker was the other one.
Yeah.
So now we have, interestingly enough, yet another variant. And this one now is in France.
Yep.
I think 12 people are infected. This one's got kind of a weird name because they haven't really given it a weird code to it. They haven't given it a formal name. It's called the IHU. And this is coming from a couple of officials in France and the World Health Organization. So they're telling you, don't worry about it yet. Don't worry about it yet. Well, this tells us that it's going to be with us forever. So are we just going to go into booster oblivion here, and we're going to have boosters, every month or so? I mean, we have flus, and that's where we are today. So we're just going to have to live with it, ladies and gentlemen. Period. Mm-hmm. End of report. And that really means teachers unions and corporations.
Yeah.
And small business. So the CDC and the Biden administration needs to completely adjust their entire doctrine on this whole thing. But I doubt very seriously they will do that.
No, they won't. And by the way, Fred's chiming in from Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, Captain, good morning to Captain, officers and crew and contributing guests. That Aerosmith music you played during the trucker segment had me rocking my socks off. Just couldn't help myself. All right, thanks, Fred. We played, tonight was Aerosmith's night. We played a couple of different Aerosmith songs, so I appreciate that, Fred. And I will say that we do have a situation brewing where, of course, we're turning around and we're watching all this stuff that's going on. January 6th, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, but I'm going to talk more about it today. I think that they're trying to set up some sort of confrontation. Now, the president announced that he is not going to have a press conference. He's going to instead use his big voice and big a crowd at the big rally they're going to have, I believe, the 15th in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be probably 40,000 people there.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But understand something here. The Democrats are in this committee are trying very hard to stay ahead of and keep, you know, a scandal going. They're calling this an insurrection, and they will continue to call it an insurrection when, in fact, not one person who, in fact, has been charged and sentenced never had insurrection on their charges. Never. Not one person.
Right.
The FBI has not charged one person with insurrection. However, this House continues to use it. So what are they trying to stay ahead of? Because I have a feeling, and I can't prove this for obvious reasons, but I have a feeling that there's going to be a couple of interesting bombshells that are going to come our way. And one is the Durham investigation. I think something's going to come out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this committee is hedging their bet that they stay ahead of you know, destroying the Republicans in the House and any voters, if you will, because of what may come out of two Durham investigations. One is the Hunter Biden laptop thing, and the other is certainly the Russia collusion.
Hold that thought. Okay, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll find out where your local agent is, or the website can give you the information you need on comparing and see what the insurance would cost for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV. They can tell you what the rates would be for that. But where you really save the money, okay, is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together with your car insurance, and then you save a bunch of money. It's just that simple. So the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
I think we'll go to Mary, who's on the telephone line, and then we'll talk about what we talked about during the break. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I wonder if they're going to bring up Ray Epps and that was out there egging people on, and the 14,000 or 1,400 hours of videotapes that Tom Fitton had to do a FOIA request to get, and I doubt if he's got that information now. So I don't see how they can really have any kind of legitimate hearing at all if they're still withholding information. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, they're doing this under the auspices, tell me I'm wrong, of the Patriot Act.
Mary, it doesn't matter whether it's legitimate or not. The two impeachments weren't legitimate. So this is just how they play. What they did to Brett Kavanaugh was not legitimate. But this is the game that they're playing here. They're not, the Republicans are already saying that they don't have access to anything that they have requested from the January 6th committee. So they're playing, you know, they're playing an unfair, by unfair rules. And that's just what we're going to have to be. We should be used to all of this by now. But, yeah, this is, it's going to be illegitimate, but it doesn't matter. You know, the things that are said on cable news, by MSNBC or CNN, all of that's unfair and untrue. So that's just where we are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will mention we also have the Oath Keepers that were involved in all this, and Eric just sent me a message. He said some speculate that the leader of the Oath Keepers turned over the registry to the feds a couple of years ago or so that the feds could monitor the group and insert personnel where they wanted to. But Stewart was facing some sort of felony charges from some sort of interaction, which apparently I think were dropped against him.
I do not know the status of Stuart Rhodes on this one. I've quit watching it or quit paying attention to the cases. You know, and I don't think anybody has a felony charge or those that have even been sentenced. I don't think that any of them were felonies. I don't think that the charges against them were anything more than trespassing.
Right.
So
criminal trespass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or some were charged with parading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if I'm not mistaken, the halls of Congress, the Capitol building, mm-hmm. it belongs to the taxpayers.
Yeah, it does.
But I digress.
Okay, Johanna and I were talking earlier, and she sent me some good information, and I'm going to tell you about it right now. Now, we were talking about the filibuster and how the filibuster, they probably would try to eliminate it the way that Harry Reid went, but there's a couple of little twists in the road right now. There's some numbers involved here. First of all, the most straightforward way to eliminate the filibuster would be to formally change the text of Senate Rule Number 22. Now, that's the cloture rule that requires 60 votes to end debate on any legislation. Now, here's the catch. Ending the debate on a resolution to change the Senate standing rules requires the support of two-thirds of the members present. And that means they have to have a quorum. Well, to have a quorum, here's another number. They have to have 51 senators present to have a quorum. They don't have the Democrats' 51 senators. They'd have to have a Republican or two there in the mix. That's not going to happen. As a result of that, I'm going to tell you, they're not going to be able to change the filibuster, like it or not.
Well, they can also waive the rules. I mean, rules get waived all the time. Just because it's there on paper doesn't mean that they have to comply. I mean, they waive all kinds of stuff. So I'm not trusting it. I'm not trusting it at all. If for nothing else, I can find, you know, other deals. But apparently Schumer was meeting with Manchin and Sinema yesterday in a big, huge way to mm-hmm. see what they can do. They're hell-bent on passing this voting rights legislation to federalize elections.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, that will be the end of all things that we know here.
As a free election.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would ask the White House or even Schumer himself, have you read the bill?
Mm-hmm.
And are you federalizing elections violating states' rights in the 10th Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put the heart of the question there. And I can't seem to find anybody in the media that would ask that question.
Yeah, that would be a good question to ask and wait to see what the answer is. By the way, we had a snowstorm, went up the East Coast, and Virginia got pretty well socked. I-95 was backed up for 50 miles, never moved for 24 hours. The problem with the liberals, of course, with all of this was they blamed the wrong person. They blamed the governor-elect Glenn Youngkin, who's not even in office, for VA's response to the winter storm, when it was all Mr. Ralph Northam, the current governor, who didn't lift his finger, never called out the National Guard, never activated the state emergency system, none of that stuff. What a dope.
Senator Tim Kaine was in the middle of that.
He was
stuck, I think, for about 19 hours or 24 hours, whatever it was, doesn't matter. But if there was any decency to Senator Tim Kaine, you know, he would certainly come out and correct the story about, you know, blaming the governor-elect, who's not even in office yet, as you said. But, some of the other side stories to this was if you had to go locally and you couldn't drive your own car, didn't want to risk driving your own car, and you hired Uber or Lyft, they were charging $25 a mile. Some of the truckers, some people were knocking on the doors of these truckers, asking, you know, to
correct
for some help to either one stay warm,
yep,
to some water or food. Some people were lucky enough to just kind of abandon their car on the side and to find a hotel. Others were running out of gas. There was some help, however, on I-95. They were, I don't know who the they is, but there were some operations that were trying to get food and water and blankets and whatnot to these drivers that were so stranded. Now, I think I heard two different numbers. I don't know what they were. It was 300,000 and less, and another one I heard was 800,000 that were without power. So I don't know which one is right. I don't know
well,
if they've gotten power back or not.
At the height of the storm, it was 750,000.
Okay.
At the height of the storm.
Don't know.
Yeah, and it was down to a couple hundred thousand when we started the show this morning.
So, it'll be interesting in Washington, D.C., as usual. I don't know why anybody wants to live there anymore. I don't know how you do it. It's a cesspool.
Well, you know, God bless the truckers for being there, because a lot of those over-the-road sleeper teams, they've got the little convenience kitchens in there where they got a microwave and they carry soup with them and coffee and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. So if anybody was around one of those trucks, especially a husband-wife team, you had yourself a little bit of luck, because you probably got yourself a warm cup of coffee.
Maybe.
Yep. Yep, having known who was in the crowd there. But anyway, it is what it is. And God bless the truckers for helping out like they did, because they couldn't go anywhere either. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank
all right.
You.
Yeah, thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read all the great articles that she writes. You'll know what she does when she does it. And I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A traffic nightmare in Virginia along I-95, which started Monday, continued into Tuesday, and drivers are demanding answers from Virginia officials. Road crews struggled to reach hundreds of motorists on Tuesday after being stranded all night in freezing temperatures along the 50-mile stretch. As of early Tuesday afternoon, the Virginia Department of Transportation worked to reopen a large portion of I-95 and is warning travelers to expect congestion along major routes. Michigan set a pandemic record Monday with 96 children hospitalized with COVID-19. Chief Medical Executive Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian spoke to WXYZ.
Our hospitals are completely overwhelmed. Our hospitals are struggling. We've had to ask for federal assistance. We're in a bad place.
The previous pediatric pandemic high was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for the military and veterans news segment on the program, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy will be in studio on Thursday, so if you have any questions, send them along to me, and we will definitely ask Bo the questions. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. That's a very high-paying job, and it's got tremendous benefits associated with it. Now, the two campuses that you can choose from to take a tour, which I will always remind you, take the tour of one of the facilities, The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. I'm over on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And then we have Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, you need to call them on the phone at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And asked to take the tour of one of those two fine facilities. Now, what you're going to find out is you'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to some instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people that'll tell you how to apply for a student loan. Now, obviously, if you're a veteran and you're post 9/11, more than likely, if you have not used your educational benefits, you'll have them there for you, and everything will be taken care of. And it's a very simple process for the veterans, because a lot of guys that are in the Air Force or Army Aviation or Marine Aviation or Navy Aviation, they come over there to get their certification, because you can jump the line, so to speak, take your certification. It's a quick refresher course, if you will. Get your certification, and boom, you're going to work in about 6 months' time. It's that simple. For the rest of you, it's going to take about a year to get the proper training and certification, because they have to go by certain guidelines. But it's all good. It's all good. And, of course, the student loans are also available, the standard student loan. That's all going to be, you're going to be able to help to get that by the National Aviation people. And if you really want to find out more and haven't checked them out at their website, go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check them out, see what they have to offer, and then call them on the phone at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, one of those campuses. Okay. We keep talking about Ukraine because the Pentagon and the White House and the military keep talking about it, so they're keeping it in the news. President Joe Biden has spoken of hitting Russia with economic jarring sanctions if it moves on Ukraine's territory. He said last month that the U.S. military action is not on the table. Well, there's nothing like telling them what you're not going to do. That means that you're no longer negotiating from a position of strength, but a position of, in my opinion, weakness. You just don't tell your adversary what it is you're going to do or not do. Now, the department's hearings officer for the case, the Navy Water Center of the Water Crisis over there in Hawaii, Deputy Attorney General David Day, has concluded that the tanks were a ticking time bomb that threatened the water supply of the state's most populous island. And so far, the Navy isn't doing much of anything, which is kind of surprising. The Army certainly did something to eliminate the problem, and the problem for them was eliminated. Now, the leaders of the Space Force, by the way, foresee the service continuing to become more lethal in 2022, inventing new tactical scenarios in its third year while maturing its organizational charts and carving out its roles for outside entities. The next battle could very easily be fought in space, or even from space. Now, Iran, the Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, speaking at the second anniversary of the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani by the United States, said that the former President Donald Trump must face trial for the killing, or Tehran would take revenge. Well, they're taking revenge every time they turn around, so I don't know what's so special about that. Now, the Air Force gave all of their members a four-hour pass to get a COVID vaccine. The booster, that is. The Department of the Air Force is authorizing a four-hour pass for vaccinated airmen and Space Force's guardians to get their booster so that they're got that in line. And I haven't heard any results as to what's going on there yet either. By the way, remember the two drones that were headed towards an Iraqi base? They were flying directly at the housing where U.S. troops were staying.
near the Baghdad International Airport, and they were shot down before they could reach their target, apparently by Iraqi security forces. They shot them down. It wasn't us that did it. It was the Iraqi security forces. So they've learned how to use one of their expensive pieces of machinery, I guess. And, of course, they were explosive-laden drones. And, by the way, Yemen's Houthi rebels seized a United Arab Emirates flagged ship on the second anniversary of Major General Qassem Soleimani's death. So far, not much about that. We'll ask the colonel what he knows when he comes on here in about 20 minutes. Now, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has scheduled a special meeting of the Allied ambassadors and top Russian officials for next week as both sides seek a dialogue to prevent an open conflict over Ukraine. That's not a bad idea. Also, 5 Syrian soldiers were killed, 20 were injured in an ISIL attack inside Syria. A military vehicle in the Badia area came under a rocket attack followed by artillery shelling by ISIL fighters. That's in that pocket where they're at. And we bombed them the other day, or was it Russia? Russia bombed them the other day. We've bombed them before, but Russia bombed them 2 days ago. Now, Joe Biden's arrival in the White House nearly a year ago seemed to herald a historic shift towards less U.S. reliance on nuclear weapons and possibly a shrinking of their numbers. But right now, when you bring China into the mix, nobody really knows what in the hell is going on here, because it's like the cowboys and Indians, and the Indians are winning. Well, 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 well. And don't forget, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, his own COVID-19 infection comes amidst the heightened measures across the defense apparatus to contain the rapid spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant. A lot of people are coming down with it. A lot of people have had it. And a lot of people are also helping with the herd immunity to get rid of all the rest of it, because by the end of the month, most of the doctors that I've been talking to and listening to and hearing from are telling me that the Omicron variant should be way, way, way down in significance because herd immunity is being achieved. And that's a good thing. And, of course, the U.S. Congress is also experiencing an unprecedented rise in COVID-19 cases, with the 7-day positivity rate at the congressional test site surging to 13% from just 1% in late November. Now it's up to 13%, 13 times more people. I wonder if some of them are Nancy Pelosi's people trying to get out of work. All right, hold on. We got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming back. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number if you want to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
what we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the new leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura will offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You heard about all the stuff going on in Virginia, right?
How can you miss it? I mean, it's again, it's a national embarrassment, quite frankly, how we're unable to handle a snowstorm. I get it. It's a mid-Atlantic state. It's Virginia. They're not used to that type of snow. But the inability to get help to these people, to get food, you got an Amtrak train where the people have been stuck on for 40 hours. They haven't been able to get any food to them until much later. It's amazing to me. It really is just how pathetic this nation has become. How hampered we've become in many instances in reacting to things like this. This is what, you know, states are supposed to do, and this is what happens when you look to Washington, D.C. all the time to solve your problems. You're completely unable to take care of anything on your own, and it's sad.
It just goes to remind me of the first snowmobile team that was activated and put into play for winter weather. It was in upstate New York, and I was the commander of that unit. And we had snowmobiles, we had the trailers we hauled behind us, the little sleds. We had all sorts of stuff with us. We had radios. We had, at the time, the original cell phones, which were the bigger ones, not the little ones. Kind of looked like you were putting, one of those big Coke bottles on your person when you carried it with you. But we had it right, and we had to do it a number of times because where we were at, it would be not uncommon to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 feet of snow over a 10 to 24-hour period, just all depended on how big the snow machine wanted to be off Lake Ontario.
I get that. I mean, it's upstate New York. I mean, the biggest storm I saw up there was
10 feet.
You know, I was before my time. I was 1992.
Okay.
The first storm that came in there, I remember how bad it was. And I've been in New York City where, you know, we were sleigh riding down Third Avenue at one point in time. There was so much snow. But you knew it was coming. It wasn't like that this thing came up nowhere. You should have prepared for it, ready to go, and they were not. And it's just, again, it's just complete lack of leadership at the state level, many states. And, you know, again, I don't think you're going to see people move out of the state of Virginia because most of the population centers in the state of Virginia are in around Washington, D.C., and they're government workers, and they love their government check. It is true that there's a large swath of Virginia wants to actually secede from the state and actually become a part of West Virginia. Some of the parts there, but again, this is incompetence. I mean, this is what you're seeing in blue states, and this is why you're getting the mass exodus. Change course here. They just swore in the new district attorney for Manhattan, and you know he's not gonna prosecute armed robbery.
Right.
I mean, you can walk into a store with a gun and rob it, and it's not an offense where you're going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, you can technically, you know, we see those scenes from the old mafia movies where they basically knock off a truck or something like that.
Yep.
That misdemeanor, Matt. I mean, it's not even a felony anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great everybody's talking about this new mayor, but what difference does it make if you're just going to catch and release all the bad guys?
Yeah, and that's going to come to a head somewhere along the line. You mark my words, watch and see. You know, the economy is something that's on everybody's mind. Everybody's talking about one facet of it or another. But we had a lot of people that left the workforce last month. And what we're hearing is mostly low-wage earners were amongst the record 4.5 million people leaving their jobs in November, hoping that something better would come along in 2022. And I'm sure that something will, because I keep seeing the new jobs being offered, and the money is astounding what they're paying some of these people.
Yeah, I mean, you eventually got to take those jobs. And let's be honest. If these workers were actually really good at what they did, they'd get a raise. That's
right.
The way it is. So the job market is that tight. I mean, it's one of the things I've taught the kids that I coach when I speak to younger people. Tell my kids, I said, any job that you take, you treat that job like it's your own business, and your employer will take note. They will take note, and you're going to advance to the system. You're going to get a raise. It is what it is, because that's the type of people that they're looking for. We don't see a lot of that. Like I said, I know it's anecdotal, but again, I have, a lot of clients around the country that own small businesses. And, you know, it's pretty much echoing the same thing, is that, you know, so many people that they hire, they come in to work, it's, you know, tight labor market, not willing to put that extra effort in. You know, it's hard to find really good workers. And again, you know, someone like that is going to have a difficult time advancing throughout life. Without getting that go-get-em attitude. The people feeling entitled on the job is not a very good trait as far as I'm concerned.
Now, we heard some news about Larry Elder last night. He said that he's going to be raising funds for the congressional election coming up this year, 2022, and he's going to skip a rematch with Governor Newsom for the time being. So his plans are either probably to stay on the radio, do a little bit more television or whatnot, because that's what he was doing before.
Yeah, I did see that. Listen, it's California. I don't know how you go about winning a national election there at this point in time, especially if the people that are leaving are probably, you know, the people might have been voting for him in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be difficult to win a lot of these congressional seats the way that state has been gerrymandered over the years. A very, very difficult thing to do. I think that the outreach of the Republican Party, quite frankly, in California is going to have to be towards Hispanics. I think that's where the direction they're going to have to go, and the people coming in and, you know, explaining to them and teaching them, saying, hey, listen, you left all these socialist hellholes. Don't turn, you know, your state, but not turn this country into one either.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the only way I see Republicans winning in the state of California in any sort of mm-hmm. volume.
For our listeners in Minnesota, specifically George up there in Burnsville, Minnesota, the Fed's Federal Reserve Bank President Ned Kaskari yesterday cited inflation risk and said that he sees 2 rate hikes this year.
I thought it was going to be 3. Neil Kaskari up there in Minnesota, again, he's another one of the idiots on the board of at the Federal Reserve. He's been wrong on everything. It's the same, one of the same guys out there, you know, keep printing money. It seems to be another advocate of modern monetary theory. He was one of the people that was behind all the bailouts during the Great Recession. So I have no respect for that guy at all. 2 rate raises, you know, I've been explaining it to people as best I can, try to break things down. What the Fed is doing is akin to me going out and cutting my lawn with a pair of scissors. It's not going to do much. They can't go Paul Volcker simply because the nation is in so much debt. So it's kind of ridiculous at this point in time.
You mean you don't cut your lawn with a pair of scissors?
I threaten my kids, at some point in time that they're, you know, if they don't listen up, they're going to be doing that. But no, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I got you on that one. All right, real quick. The Dow yesterday posted a closing record high for the second day in a row, boosted by the banks.
Yeah, a Dow record high. Some of the tech stocks sold off, had some rate increases in treasuries coming up for conservative.
Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's how you find out more about him, watchdogonwallstreet.com. He has a daily podcast, and you hear him on the weekend on many of these same radio stations all across America.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.